From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Broward County Sheriff's Department is facing criticism about its handling of the January 6th shooting at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. The Sheriff's Office recently released a report that pointed out a series of failures by authorities. Stephen Hobbs is a reporter from the Florida Sun-Sentinel that published a finding about that report, and he spoke with Bridget O'Brien about some of the surprising findings.
Some of the things that really stuck out to us was just the Sheriff's Office's own criticism of itself about how it didn't take control of the scene, really command the scene after the shooting took place and after there were more than 2,000 law enforcement officers from state, local, and federal agencies that really descended on the airport to help out.
And what would you say most surprised you about their initial report?
We were surprised with how strong the criticism was throughout, criticizing some of its own deputies and officials for not really being organized, not training and preparing for an event like this. And also another one which airport officials strongly pushed back against on Monday was the fact that the report said that decision makers must understand the priorities of life versus the business mindset of revenue loss, pretty much suggesting that airport officials, when they didn't close the Terminal 2 after the shooting, immediately close it after the shooting, that they were maybe more focused on the business decision of that than trying to, shut down the scene and allow law enforcement officers to establish a crime scene and kind of slow things down and try to get witness statements and everything else.
That's Stephen Hobbs, reporter with the Florida Sun-Sentinel, speaking about the recent report on the challenges and failures by authorities during the January shooting at the airport. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.
What would you like to pay for your room tonight? $120, $100, or $89? Same service, same room, just different prices. It's really up to you. Well, nobody ever asks this at the hotel reception, do they? But this is exactly what Trivago shows you. Trivago shows you the price the hotel would charge you if you book it directly, and the prices for more than 200 different websites. Trivago just compares. The choice is up to you. Hotel? Trivago.
New at 11 now in a preliminary report detailing the
I have reporter for the Sun Sentinel, Stephen Hobbs, with me. Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Thanks for having me, Bridget.
Sure. How does the Broward Sheriff's draft report differ from the Sun Sentinel's own investigation?
There are a lot of details that, you know, we couldn't get through public records requests or things that they wouldn't release due to the nature of the ongoing investigation. But